الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ما اتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى أصحابه مصابيح الدجى. All praise is due to Allah who sent down the book upon his servant Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he made no crookedness therein, and he made the book straight to give a warning of a severe punishment from Allah, and to give glad tidings to the believers who do righteous deeds, that they shall have a beautiful reward with Allah, in which they will abide therein eternally. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. He never took a wife or a child. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his chosen messenger. May Allah send his peace and blessings and exalt his mention and his companions and all those who follow them on their righteous path until the day of judgment. Brothers in Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal praised himself in the beginning of chapter Al-Kahf for sending down the book. Allah says, Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. All praise is due to Allah who sent down the book upon his servant, the Qur'an. What do we know about this Qur'an? And what is our obligation towards this Qur'an? And what are the virtues of this Qur'an? It is a book that was authored by Allah, the best speech, delivered by the best of angels, Jibreel, to the best of humans, the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the best nation, the Muslims. Notice how many best we have. The best speech, that of Allah. The best angel, Jibreel. The best man to ever walk upon earth, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To the best nation, the Muslims. This is what Allah has given us, Muslims. This is how Allah has honored us, Muslims. Allah did not make us followers of Jesus or Moses or Abraham or Noah. The peace of Allah be upon all of them. They were all messengers of Allah, but they were not as good as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah chose me and you to be among the followers of the best. And we were given the best and the only book from Allah that has been preserved, the Quran. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This book, there is no doubt in it, a source of guidance for the pious people. Allah said that this Qur'an is guidance. Allah said, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. Verily this Qur'an guides to that which is more straight. Allah swore by the Qur'an, said, يَاسِين وَالْقُرْآنِ الْحَكِيمِ. By the Qur'an full of wisdom. Allah swore by it in the Surah Qaf. Qaf وَالْقُرْآنِ الْمَجِيدِ. Qaf, and by the glorious Qur'an. When the jinn heard it the first time, they said, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. Verily we have heard an amazing Qur'an. يهدي للرشد فآمنا به ولن نشرك بربنا أحدا. It guides to the straight path, so we believed in it and we will not ascribe with Allah any partners anymore. This Quran that is within our hands, that is on the shelves of our homes, this Quran. Brothers in Islam, if you are looking to be honored and elevated in this dunya and in the hereafter, then upon you is the Quran. Imam Muslim, may Allah have mercy on him, narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعَ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. Verily Allah will elevate with this book a group of people and He will degrade others by it. If you want to be elevated in the dunya and in the hereafter, upon you is the Quran. If you are looking to be among the chosen people of Allah, then upon you is the Quran. Imam Ahmad and Imam al-Nasai narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, "Inna lillahi ta'ala ahlina min al-nas, ahlu al-Quran hum ahlu Allah wa qasatih." Verily Allah the Exalted has people among His mankind that are special to Him. The people of the Quran are Allah's chosen people and the special ones to Him. If you want to be special in the sight of Allah, if you want to be more than the average believer, then upon you is the Quran. If you want to be an imam, a leader in the salah, then upon you is the Quran. Imam Muslim again narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, يَأُمُّ النَّاسَ أَقْرَأُهُمْ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ. The people are to be led in prayer by the one who recites the book of Allah the most. This is in the dunya. If you want to be in the imam after you are buried, then know that during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the battle of Uhud, Imam Bukhari narrated from Jabir ibn Abdullah, he said, "We were burying at the battle of Uhud two brothers in the same grave among the martyrs of the Muslims due to issues of space." He said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, "Ayyuhuma akthar akhdan lil Quran fa idha ushira ila ahadihima qarrabahu fil lahd aw qaddamahu fil lahd." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of burial, he will ask, which one of them used to have more of the Quran memorized? If this companions pointed to one of them, he would place him in the niche of the grave first. If you want to have an intercessor on the day of judgment, when the time will be rough and the situation will be difficult and the people will be standing in the heat and no one will save you but Allah and no one will intercede for you but whomever Allah allows, your family members, they will run away from you. Your wife, she will run away from you. Your children, they will run away from you. Your father will run away from you. Your mother will run away from you. Your brothers will run away from you. Even the prophets will run away from you. They will say, "Nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself," except Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will say, "Ummati, ummati, my nation, my nation." But at that crucial time, the Quran will be there for you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith narrated by Muslim, "Iqra'u al-Quran fa'innahu ya'ti yawm al-qiyamati shafi'an li ashabih." Recite the Quran, it will come on the day of judgment as an intercessor for those who used to recite it. So when you are sitting there reciting the book of Allah, you are involved in major business. If you are looking for business, if you are looking for profit, if you are looking for deeds, then upon you in the Quran. Allah says in the Quran, "Innal ladhina yatluna kitab Allah wa aqamu as-salah wa anfaqu mimma razaqnahum sirran wa alaniyah yarjuna tijaratan lan tabur." Verily those who recite the book of Allah and establish the prayer and they spend from that which we have given them in secret and in public, they are seeking a reward that will never go away, business that will never perish. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith narrated by al-Tirmidhi, "Man qara'a harfan min kitabillahi falahu bihi hasana wal hasanatu bi'ashri amthaliha la aqulu alif lam mim harf walakin alif harf wa lam harf wa mim harf." He said alayhi salatu wasalam, whomever recites a letter from the book of Allah, he will have a good deed equal to it. And a good deed is equal to 10 multiplied by 10. This is from the mercy and the bounty of Allah. So every time you recite one letter of the Quran, you are getting 10 deeds. So he alayhi salatu wasalam said, "I don't say alif lam mim is one letter, rather alif is one letter, lam is another letter, and mim is a third." So when you say Alif Lam Mim, Allah will give you 30 good deeds, which will erase 30 bad deeds. This is mercy from Allah. If you want to be among the best of this nation, then Imam Bukhari narrated that the Prophet ﷺ said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it to the brothers, teach it to the people. But these are the virtues of the Quran. But my brothers in Islam, there is something that is very dangerous, which I have not mentioned yet. There is something that will make all of the virtues that I mentioned backfire. There is something that I have not mentioned which will make all these virtues become a hujjah, a proof against you on the Day of Judgment, and they will not benefit you the least. You know when that will be the case? That will be the case when the verse of Allah Azza wa Jal, where He criticized the Jews for, becomes applicable to us, the Muslims. Allah says about the Jews, those who knew how to recite the Torah, وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِي وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. Allah criticized them by saying, and among them are those who are illiterate. They know nothing of the book but recitation, and they only assume. Now their criticism as being illiterate is not the same as of that of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was also illiterate. But he did not know how to read or write, but he had knowledge and he implemented it. Allah criticized them for their illiteracy because their illiteracy is of a form where they knew how to read and write, but they did not have the knowledge or the implementation. This is when it is blameworthy. You may be a scholar and you may be blind. You can't read a book, but you have the knowledge and you put it into practice. When does it become blameworthy? When one of us is able to read the Quran, but we go just against the Quran. Going against the Quran. This is when every virtue that I mentioned will backfire. And many of us, except those whom Allah has showed mercy to, live the life of a person who knows the tajweed and has memorized a number of chapters, but they have no idea what they are reciting. Furthermore, if they did or they didn't know, there is no implementation. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى. ذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى. All you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and abandon what is left of interest. You will find a brother reciting this particular verse and all of his life is based on interest. Buying the car in interest and the house in interest and dealing with interest. The verse is being memorized and recited, but the implementation is absent. Something relevant can be said to the sisters, where they are commanded in the Quran to cover themselves and to shake themselves from the evil eyes of men and those with the sick hearts. But some of our daughters and wives and mothers and sisters walk around in the street as if their main objective is to make the people attracted to them. They read the verses that says, وَلْيُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنْ. Let them cover their cloaks over their blossoms. But the implementation is not there. We read the verses in the Quran, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ, and obey Allah and obey His Messenger. But when it comes to obedience, we are on one side and the Quran is on another side. Imam Ibn Kathir, in his commentary on the verse, وقال الرسول يا رب إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. And the messenger said, oh my Lord, my people have taken this Quran as something that is abandoned and deserted. He said, turning away from believing in it is a form of desertion. And turning away from pondering upon the meaning and understanding it is another form of desertion. And turning away from implementing the prohibitions and the obligations is another form of turning away and desertion. And if you are too busy with poetry and music and singing, that's another form of turning away from the and deserting the Quran. And if we do so, then we will be wretched. Brothers in Islam, we want to read, but we want to put into practice what we are reading. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated from a hadith by Muslim, يُؤْتَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِالْقُرْآنِ وَأَهْلِهِ الَّذِينَ يعملون به تقدمهم سورة البقرة وآل عمران تحاجان عن صاحبهما. He عليه الصلاة والسلام said, on the day of judgment the Quran will be brought forth along with the people that used to put it into practice. And they will be preceded by the chapter Al-Baqarah and Al-Imran. And they will argue on behalf of the one who used to recite them. The point of emphasis here is that the Prophet ﷺ said, those who used to put the Quran into practice. Meaning, those of us who don't put it into practice are in the danger zone. If you don't know Arabic, Alhamdulillah, the Quran, the meaning of the Quran has been translated to every language on earth. There's no excuse why we will not know what we are reciting. And after we know, we should put it into practice. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless us and make us among those who listen to the reminder and take the best of it and implement it in their lives, and really those are the successful ones. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ابن عمر رضي الله عنه وعن أبيه, the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab, the second Khalifa of the Muslims. His son رضي الله عنه was a scholar. He was a scholar among the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm going to ask you a question which you do not have to answer, but think about it. You know how long it took him to memorize Surah Al-Baqarah? Don't answer me, just guess. Guess how long it took the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to memorize Surah Al-Baqarah. Maybe some of you are thinking 2 months, 6 months, a year. It took him 8 years. Not because he had deficiency with his memory. His memory was far better than us and than ours. Not because of that. Because he would not memorize anything unless he understood what it is and he put it into practice. After taking 8 years to memorize Surah Al-Baqarah and understanding everything that is in it, he went out to the people, giving fatawa, and benefited the Muslims until today and until the Day of Judgment. Why? Because it wasn't about memorization. It wasn't about nice recitation. It wasn't about sounding nice. Alhamdulillah, this is not blameworthy. This is all good. But not on the expense of understanding and implementation. Otherwise, we will be asked on the Day of Judgment about reciting the verses of Allah and going against them. And this is very common among the Muslims in this day and time. You will find that they have hanging on the wall, Ayat al-Kursi. They have on the wall hanging all kinds of verses and narrations. And they are sitting around them smoking and going right against them. Allah will ask them on the Day of Judgment. Hanging the verses of Allah on the wall, then going right against them. This is degrading of the Quran. This is belittling the Quran. This is not taqwa. This is not the taqwa that will lead you to the straight path. The verses of Allah must be honored. When we hear them, we must listen to them. We must learn what they are and we must put them into practice. This is the only guarantee where all the virtues that I mentioned earlier will be on our account on the Day of Judgment. If you want to be a leader in this dunya and the hereafter, if you want to be elevated, if you want to be among those who are special to Allah, if you want to be among the best of this nation, then upon you is reading the Quran, understanding the Quran, and putting the Quran into practice. Right now, you have a decision. You can either disregard whatever I said to you, continue to recite without knowing what you're reciting, continue to oppose the commandments of Allah in the Quran, or you can make a change. I don't care if you are 80 years old. You could be 55, 65, 75. You are my brother in Islam. It's never too late for you to learn. You continue to learn until you die. And we are all in the same group, helping one another live according to the teachings of Islam. so we could portray it to the people properly, so we could convey it to the people in statements and actions, so the people will enter into the religion of Allah in large numbers, and we will be sharing the reward. Ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to deprive us of His mercy, and to benefit us from that which we heard, and to join us among the groups of Muslims who read the Quran, learn the Quran, and put the Quran into practice. These are the most beloved to Allah. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make me and you among those who are beloved to Him. Walhamdulillah, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyin Muhammad, wa akim as-salah. استووا واعتدلوا لا تدعوا فرجات للشيطان. Don't leave any gaps for the shaitan, brothers. Close the gaps, straighten the rows. It's part of the perfection of the salah. And pray as if this is your last prayer, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم السر وما يخفى إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.